dangerous weather in the south. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The National Weather Service says 17 tornadoes were reported Tuesday in Louisiana and Mississippi. Now tornado watches are posted in Mississippi and Alabama for the next several hours.
We do see that threat continuing overnight to the south of Interstate 20. To the north of Interstate 20, it's really beginning to die down at this point. That is because that cold front that we've been watching that's ultimately going to flush this entire system out of there is continuing to kind of sink and work its way across to the south and to the east.
That's Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Storm damage has been reported in Choctaw and Lowndes counties in Mississippi. The Senate has passed a bill written to protect same-sex marriage.
A bipartisan vote gave final Senate approval to a bill codifying in the federal law same-sex marriage protections.
What a great day. What a great day.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer prioritized the measure for the lame duck session, calling his vote personal.
And the first people I will call when this bill passes will be my daughter and her wife.
A dozen Republicans joined Democrats to advance the bill after months of negotiations to include language supporters say will protect religious objections. The bill now goes back to the House for final approval. President Biden has signaled his support.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and co-defendant Kelly Meggs have been convicted of seditious conspiracy for the January 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Defense attorney Ed Tarpley says there likely will be an appeal.
There was no evidence introduced to indicate that there was a plan to attack the Capitol.
Three other co-defendants were acquitted on seditious conspiracy charges, but all five were found guilty of interfering with an official proceeding. They could face up to 20 years in prison. Missouri has executed death row inmate Kevin Johnson for the 2005 murder of a police officer. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow gained 3 points. NASDAQ lost 65. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's been a conviction in the murder of a soldier in Texas.
24-year-old Cecily Aguilar waiving her right to a trial in the 2020 murder of Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen, pleading guilty in a federal court in Waco, Texas, to one count of accessory to murder after the fact and three counts of making a false statement. According to court documents, Aguilar assisted Army Specialist Aaron Robinson in dismembering and disposing of the body in the woods. Robinson dying by suicide in July of 2020, the day Guillen's remains were discovered. A lawyer for the victim's family calling the guilty plea another step on the long path toward justice for Vanessa, my client, and her courageous family. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Three Chinese astronauts have docked with their country's space station, joining the three-member crew already on board. They're tasked with expanding that facility, with the protests continuing in China over COVID lockdowns.
Police fanned out across Beijing, clearing the streets in stark contrast with Monday's unrest. Authorities also sent college students home throughout Beijing and nearby provinces after demonstrations rocked university campuses. Officials claim they're protecting citizens against COVID-19 and are criticizing the Biden administration for failing to do the same. The price of freedom in the U.S., 1 million COVID deaths, 40,000 gun deaths per year, and 107,622 fentanyl deaths in 2021 alone. The American people deserve something far better than that. Chinese protesters are reporting another barrier. They claim Apple recently restricted its airdrop feature inside the country, a feature they'd relied on during 2019 protests to track one another on the ground and share files in real time.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Apple has not confirmed that it has restricted airdrop use in China. U.S. men's soccer team advances to the knockout round of the FIFA World Cup tournament with Tuesday's 1-0 win over Iran. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.